Hi, this is Coral, Coral FM, and I'm here and I got the cast of Hamlet from the KW Youth Theater in the studio. It looks like Matt White, Cody Burns, Suzanne Gagneau, and Jackson Donner. So I guess what I'm going to do, Matt, you're the director. I guess I should ask you first, maybe tell people a little bit about the KW Youth Theater, why you chose Hamlet, and then we can go from there.
Actually, I'm going to field this question.
My name's Cody. I'm the artistic director of the company.
Okay, Cody.
And so I chose Hamlet for KW Youth Theater because I thought it was a show that youth would recognize as one of Shakespeare's most prominent pieces that he wrote. There's a lot of very recognizable moments in the play. The to be or not to be speech.
Yeah.
It's pretty well known by a lot of people. And I thought it would be great to have some Shakespeare back in the community.
Mm-hmm. What does Hamlet mean to you? I'm going to ask each one of you that question, actually.
Well, that's a hard one.
Yeah, I've seen this play, I don't know how many times, I've lost count.
Yeah. Hamlet, to me, it has a lot to do with supernatural and your belief in the supernatural. And also how the supernatural kind of plays with your mind and sanity and valuing what's wrong or right with your own morals.
Okay, that's fair enough. Matt, can I talk to you a second as you're the director of the show?
Sure. Hi, Coral.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm better now. As a director, is there a special concept that you have for Hamlet? Is this Shakespeare, you know, shaken up, or is this straight ahead Shakespeare?
Yeah, this is definitely more of a Shakespeare shaken up. I have essentially the sort of cut to the chase is this isn't a production that you would see traditionally done by like a Stratford or a Soulpepper.
Okay.
It's very much ensemble driven.
Yeah.
There is one specific Hamlet. We didn't divide that up, but we certainly have a lot of, I think 9 people in the ensemble that act as a chorus at times. Like the players, when they come in, it's all choral work as opposed to 3 people playing out the Murder of Gonzago, for example. We have some transitions beautifully choreographed by Badia Abu Chakra,
mm-hmm.
who has
from the Empty Space?
From Empty Space,
yeah,
exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing. That
so
is great.
He's involved in the show doing some great transitions between acts. And we're really sort of playing with this idea that we never forget that we're in a theater. I'm really intrigued to explore spectacle by using bodies in space as opposed to trying to play around with a giant set.
Right.
So there is no set.
Oh, great.
Our set is our bodies. They're our people. They are our walls. They are a whole bunch of different things, including a ghost, including the players, including messengers and all sorts of jazz.
So the text kind of, the action comes from the text, which I really like. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, really encouraging this young company of actors to really get out of their head and into their bodies as much as they can. I mean, Shakespeare wrote poetry that is beautifully physical, and what happens when you can try to actually have your body fully engaged through that poetry.
Yeah, exactly. Can you tell people a little bit about yourself as well, some background on yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm a professional actor, director, producer. I just recently moved back here from Toronto. For 3.5 years, I worked at Theatre & Company as a performer.
Yes. Yeah.
Back in the day, I think that's where we first met.
Yeah.
And did the Jedi Handbook shows and Morning Dove and was an ensemble in a couple of other pieces. And have recently relocated to the city with my wife and my 2 kids, soon to be a 3rd kid. I think they're listening. Hi, Berkeley. Hi, Hydran. Hi, Karen.
Congrats on the new baby, too,
thank
Karen.
You. Do any time in the next little while. It's very exciting to be back here. This city, I'm actually from Kitchener. Mm-hmm. It's funny because when I left, I never really thought I'd come back. It was the city that people left at that time. And now I feel like it's becoming, it's so exciting to see what's happening in this place over the last 10 years. And I really feel like it's a place that people are coming to, choosing as a destination city to live in.
Yes, definitely.
And it's great to see how KW Youth Theater has evolved over the period of time.
Yeah, because they've been around for a while.
Yeah, it has. Like,
I think it's 10 years. Is it 5 years? 7 years? Okay.
Yeah.
So they've been around for a while. And have you ever played Hamlet? Have you ever been in Hamlet yourself?
I have not.
The
closest I came was I used Hamlet as my audition piece to get into theater school. And stole everything from Mel Gibson. So it's interesting now to look back 12 years later and be like, oh my God, what was I thinking?
There's different types of Hamlet. Yeah, I had that conversation with Colin Fiore way back when he was playing Hamlet. I went, right. Well, which Hamlet did you play? And he goes, well, I kind of like the Mel Gibson Hamlet. And I went, wow, the angry Hamlet. Then you have the Brent Carver, the, you know, the effeminate Hamlet. And then you have, like, you have all kinds of Hamlets. It's crazy. Okay, I'm going to bring some of the cast up here.
Cool.
Where's the young man playing Hamlet? Jackson. Okay, hello. Before we get into Hamlet, can you give me a little bit of background on yourself?
I can. So I'm a grade 12 student. I go to KCI, which is kind of up the road from here.
Yeah, it is.
I've been involved in a lot of theater stuff at my school, as well as outside of that, and like extracurricularly. I've done some singing stuff, performing with a local show choir called KW Glee.
I was going to say, are you with Glee?
I was. I was for a little while, which was super fun.
Yeah.
And now I've been getting more into plays, which is cool.
Okay. What other roles have you done? Just curious.
So this summer, actually, with KW Youth Theater, I played Juliet in a gay version of Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Which is a conversation starter, right?
I know. I have seen Romeo and Juliet. I have seen Othello like I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
So you played gay Juliet.
Gay Juliet.
That's very interesting.
It's, you know what? It is.
Did you find the text supported it?
Oh, I think the text, well, it's all about the relationship between these two kids.
Well,
so
that's true too.
You have to change a couple pronouns. But other than that, yeah, I thought it worked out very well, and it put across an interesting question to our audience.
Yes, that's the thing about Shakespeare. You can do that with him, and lots of people have done that over the past. So that's interesting. I don't know if there's been a version done like that before or not. Maybe somewhere, probably somewhere in the world.
But we did the best one
because it's such a, you know, it's such a popular play. The cast is laughing in the background. All right, so you're playing the Danish prince. So
the Danish prince.
This is the role that every actor. It's either this or Willy Loman in Death of the Salesman. There's one of the two, right? These are power roles. They are power roles in the theatrical canon. So for Hamlet, what went through your mind when you first got the role? I love asking this question.
Ooh, well. When I first got it, there was initial excitement. To confess, Hamlet actually was not one of my favorite Shakespeares.
Why?
I'd never really been exposed to it. I'm a Shakespeare nut, especially now. But before, my favorite plays Midsummer. I've seen like Macbeth, like the big ones, and I've seen some other stuff. Read about Othello and all that.
Yes,
but. Hamlet, and you learn about it actually in grade 12 English, but Hamlet is something that I had no experience with. So when I got the role, I was initially excited, and I started to watch and kind of realize how big a thing this kind of was, and how it's a very person-driven show.
Yeah.
And it was a little scary. But
have you studied the other Hamlets over the years, or
the other Hamlets?
Yeah, on the stage.
Yeah, well, I did my research. I watched a bunch of versions. I watched Mel Gibson's version, which Matt plagiarized. I watched David Tennant's version.
Yes,
And I looked into some other stuff and some cool interpretations.
I just wondered, sometimes people play Hamlet and they don't look at anybody else's Hamlet because they want to do their own Hamlet and then other Hamlets. Because I've asked the same question to Colin Fiore a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we really got into it. And by the end of the interview, he was in character. So it was wild.
Well, that's the cool thing about Shakespeare, too, is that when you're doing a play, a lot of, or a more contemporary musical or something, characters are tougher to – it's tougher to break out of that initial shell. But Shakespeare and classical theater in general is so open to interpretation that you get to watch all these versions and steal all these bits. But it's okay because it's Hamlet. And it's
theater and it's Shakespeare.
And it's a million years old.
He's timeless. Like you could
–
the text seems to work in any decade. It doesn't matter. So what's who's Hamlet to you?
Hamlet, to me, he's a kid, and he's a kid because I'm a kid and I'm playing him, right?
Yeah.
So it's a younger sort of version of Hamlet than you might see on stage somewhere else. And he's confused.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and he's grieving, and there are all these thoughts that are going through his mind.
Yeah.
But as a person, and in my interpretation of the character that I've taken on, I think he's not half bad guy. There's some, you know, people have done it where Hamlet's a little more crazy than we're doing it, and they've done it where he's a bit more narcissistic or whatever.
Yeah.
But in my version, at least, he's more of a hopeful person who has just really, really been struck by the death of his father
in a way
that is not normally expected.
Fair enough. I always think he's a guy who just cannot make up his mind. Should I do this,
and or... it's true, and there's the how whole about... play is about questions, right?
Yeah, how about this, and this? So I find Hamlet endlessly fascinating, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm always interested to see new versions of it, so I'm definitely coming to see this. Suzanne, now this is Ophelia is a very interesting role as well. So how did you get involved with KWU Theater? Because you are not originally from here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just saw signs in coffee shops, to tell the truth. And I've done some theater in France, so I just thought, well, that could be fun. And I just went there.
So can you give people a little bit of background on yourself?
Well, I come from France.
Yes.
And I'm in my third year at the university. I've done a lot of theater in France. And...
What did you do in France, like when you were in the theater?
I was in a school of theater, I've done a lot of different things actually, and contemporary plays, but also I've done Puck in Shakespeare's Midsummer, and I had a group of friends in France, and we were in a festival this summer for a theater, so.
Playing Puck, that would be fun. That's a very physical role, too, and just a lovely, fun role. Suzanne is also a very talented singer. I have seen her perform it in Vibe, just to let people know. Who is Ophelia to you? Like, how did you... Are you finding her character, or you figure as you go along you'll be discovering new things about her once you have a live audience in front of you?
Well, Ophelia... I think it's a difficult character because...
She is, yeah.
At first, when I was told that I was going to play Ophelia, I was happy. But at the same time, I told Matt, I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be a weak Ophelia. And he laughed, of course. And we really worked together on this role. And I think she's just... She's like Hamlet. She's a kid, and she doesn't belong to the court. She's an artist, and she's just lost in this world of lies, and she doesn't understand Hamlet, and she just wants to live her love with Hamlet peacefully, and she can't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is that's Ophelia. She's a very interesting character, very complex.
Yeah,
they all are. Like I love Polonius. Matt, can we get you back up to the microphone here for a second? Can you tell us a little bit about the rest of the cast? I know Daniel. Is it Daniel that's playing Polonius? Is that right?
No, actually, Christopher Nesbitt is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Daniel, due to a conflict, he wasn't able to continue with the process.
Okay.
We hope that he comes back with another show, but... yeah, some other things came up, so he wasn't able to continue.
Okay, who's playing the ghost? Who's playing Gertrude? This is another very, you know, pivotal role.
Her name is Jordan. She's from Guelph. She's fantastic. It is a complicated character to play. Our interpretation of Gertrude is going to be interesting because we've also, the elephant in the room is that it's a 50-minute version of Hamlet, so it's definitely an abridged
That's
version.
That's what I was going to ask you. Have you culled down the script?
We have had to to fit in with the restrictions of touring to high schools as well as the format, because we're one of a few other shows that are being showcased as part of the KWU Theater Showcase.
Okay.
So to allow other shows to be happening as well, we had to make sure that this came in under your typical 2.5 to 3 hour version. So Gertrude, not that the part has been reduced to a point of, you know, like there's still a lot for her to be playing with, but a lot of it is internal.
Okay.
And, you know, there's the question too of what role she plays. Right now, I think Gertrude, she's very interesting in the sense that she seems to be going along with everything that Claudius, like there's a clear power power structure.
Yeah.
Claudius has the power.
Yeah.
And she's not fighting the power. So exploring what that is, how she, what makes her a fully blooded human being, you know, what drives her. But then also what's interesting is what causes her to have a transformation by the end. Because she does change.
Yes, that's very true.
And so it's been a lot of some really great conversations with Jordan, trying to figure out what is it? Is it the connection with Ophelia, the loss of Ophelia? Is it the loss of Polonius, Ophelia, Hamlet, everybody?
Yeah, really.
You know, what is it? So that's been an interesting journey for her as well.
How about Claudius? Who's playing Claudius?
Eric, he's from Grand River.
Okay.
It's very interesting. I keep getting him to think of Scarface.
You know, I could see that.
Like he's the thug. He's the player.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's in charge, and no one takes guff from Claudius.
Yeah, it's true.
And so that also trying to set that up in contrast to the moment where he cracks a little bit. And we see, he has a moment of weakness. I mean, what I find so fascinating about Hamlet itself is it's a play about interior, exterior. The inner wars that we fight our minds versus the
especially
exterior projection of confidence and togetherness.
Yeah, to me, Hamlet's a guy that has absolutely no clue what he is doing. It's like, I can't make a decision here. I kind of, and then you have Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Are they not in this version?
They are in this version, yeah.
Oh.
We're playing around with the notion that that Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are actually interchangeable. So Evan and Liam, the two gentlemen playing the parts who also go to Grand River, I've asked them to memorize both parts so that whether they do it, we'll see what happens. But the idea is that any night they could change.
They're a little Tweedledee and Tweedledum, which I always find kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I find right now they're like the athletic, like they're buddies of Hamlet's from school.
Yeah,
and so they're like the kind of not bullies, but they certainly come in and they're like they're playful. Yeah, they're definitely playful. Not bullies at all. I don't even know why I threw that out there. But I think that Hamlet, actually, what's interesting with Jackson and what we're going is that he knows the sort of score. Like, it's the question is the challenge of, like, it's not that he doesn't know what to do. It's that he's pressured into doing certain things, and he would really rather just off himself.
Yeah,
you know,
that
like the severity of what he's going through, he just wishes he could end it. And why I think it works so beautifully for a modern audience and for high school students and for people in general who've ever thought about, like, man, is this getting just to be too much? But it isn't. You keep fighting. You keep fighting the fight of life. And we all have responsibilities and roles that we are supposed to perform and play. And we have to be able to then have an outlet. And that's the thing about Hamlet, is he doesn't have an outlet.
No, that's true. He has all these people around him, and, you know.
Exactly. You know, that he doesn't feel that he can ever really truly confide in.
The ghost, maybe, but, you know, the ghost is... Yeah, that's an interesting role as well. So
right.
I'm guessing he comes through the rest of the cast somehow.
Yeah, the ghost is a physical manifestation of bodies. It's,
yeah, that's kind of neat.
Chorus and bodies.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be neat. So do you want to give people like an idea of where to get tickets? This is at the Registry Theater. It's how many nights?
It's two nights. Maybe what I'll do is I'll hand it back over to the boss of that.
Cody.
That's Cody.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Coral.
Oh, my pleasure, Matt.
The show is performing on Wednesday, December 17th, mm-hmm. and Thursday, December 18th at 7 p.m. It's part of our fall showcase. We have a total of 7 different productions going on.
Right.
And it's taking place at the Registry Theater in Kitchener.
Yes. And there's a website? Is there a website?
Yes. You can check out more information or get tickets at www.kwyoutheater.com.
And what's the price, the ticket price?
Tickets are $10 for students 18 and under. And $15 for adults.
So that's really great. Do mm-hmm. you guys have a piece of music that I can play that would go with the show? Because I'm not really sure what... Did you use a certain type of music? Is there something you would like to hear?
Suzanne has a song that, that she's going to pass over to you.
What song is it?
Umeji's theme in The Mood for Love.
So I'd like to thank all of you for coming in. This is going to be great. So it's happening next at the Registry Theater on the 17th and 18th. I will be there. Awesome. This is for the cast of Hamlet. This is Umeji's theme from In the Mood for Love. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to fade this out. This is a lovely theme. That was from In the Mood for Love. Suzanne's pick. From the KWL Youth Theater, production of Hamlet. Yeah, Suzanne was here. She plays Ophelia. And Matt White was here. He's the director of the show. Jackson plays Hamlet. And Cody is the artistic director of KW Youth Theater. I like these people. And I'm on first-name basis. Yes. So Hamlet is at, it's part of the KW Youth Theater Showcase. It's at the Registry Theater next Wednesday, December 17th, and Thursday, December 18th.